The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. ALL is ticker there. Neil, thanks for joining me again.
Great to be here again, Justin.
Yeah, and you're talking about here 8,000 metres of additional resource extension drilling planned, and you've also got some results on the current lot of drilling. So some good news here. So take us through, first of all, it seems like a big expansion. Ongoing drilling probably increased by 43%.
It is a significant increase. So obviously we've already got resource and most of it in the reserve category, which is important when you're bringing it into your mine plan, but we have 35 million tonnes in total. What we've actually been doing is infill drilling, which is mainly focused on taking numbers you have in your resource, which has less certainty, into higher certainty, which is your reserve, so you can bring them into your mine plan. Mm-hmm. But this is what we're actually looking now, is to extend. So on the existing pegmatites, we know we have extension areas, and so we're going to work on those extension areas. And so by the second quarter of next year, we'll look for a higher resource number. So obviously, we'd like to see something around the 40 million tons mark, but we have to wait and see what we get in terms of results. But it's it's a very good period for us in terms of these results. And again, you see the results we're putting out, very much confirming that sort of consistent grade, 1.25%. We have some higher results, but overall it averages out very nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. You're saying when this come into, it'll go into the plan, when is it? In Q2, is it 2024? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, Exeter. And what's it like? Take us through. It's amazing just watching the share price there. I mean, the progress you're making. You know, you are making big strides here towards becoming a producer in lithium. And of course, we know the lithium market. In fact, tell us about if you can. You know, the lithium market. What it's like at the moment. What it's going to be like. Is there any activity? Around current lithium producers. Any M&A? Any interest there?
Yeah, so one of the things that's actually happening is with the decrease in the lithium price under $2,000, although we've talked about this before, is actually a fantastic price for lithium when you have production costs as we have of all-in cash costs of $377. I mean, this is a fantastic project at the current lithium price. But what you're actually seeing is increasing M&A activity. So you've seen a couple of deals actually get stopped by shareholder action despite quite bold attempts to acquire them. The big one was last month, which was Albemarle, which is a very large lithium producer, tried to acquire Liontown. I think the end or the bid price was something like $6.6 billion, a significant operation. They actually have rather higher cash costs than we do in our DFS study, but that actually got blocked by the shareholders all the same. And I think what we will actually see is a lot more M&A activity as we go into the next few months, as there are very few opportunities actually amongst the lithium companies that come to production in the short term. So obviously, we're looking at production the year after next. There are very few other projects out there now beyond perhaps Liontown and a couple of others who actually come to production in that timeline. So these are very much the focus of this M&A activity at the moment. So it'd be holding up out there. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the next few months.
Yeah. And as far as the market is concerned, we all know going forward, more and more people will be adopting EVs, for example. And I don't know what the market is. Is it about less than 5% or 5% of the world's cars are like EVs at the moment? You can see the huge upside there because it's only heading in one direction. So the mines are coming online and the planned production. How will they satisfy that demand? Obviously it's just prediction at the moment, but deficit wise, do you know what the predictions are?
Yeah, so this year it was predicted that the market would come into more stability, but because, as you've rightly pointed out, the demand for EVs is growing very rapidly, the reality is that new mine production can't really come on fast enough to meet it. So the analysis of the market really is that it's a relatively immature market, so you've got some huge volatility in prices. So I think the current price is around $1,950. Last year it was over $6,500. So what I would expect to see is that continue to be very volatile, but all the same, very attractive prices. So even the current prices, which people say, Neil, it's a long way down, but yes, against the cash costs on this project, this is actually a wonderful price even now. And what really stands out on a project like this one is that you've got a low-cost producer here. And so many projects that are currently out there actually are struggling, and I'd like to see some statistics on that side, but certainly the all-in sustaining costs, I think for a lot of them are well over $1,000, which in our case is under $700. So you can see how this sits very attractively in that portfolio of projects of near-term producers. And I would certainly expect to see that we will continue to see volatility, but also volatility on the upside as much on the downside. So this is a one-off opportunity the next few years as lithium producers are able to satisfy that demand. Yeah, on the same token, cool. Justin, I would add is that we see, there's obviously been a 100 lithium companies come forward which are exploring. A lot of those projects will probably never make it to production. So you have to understand that this is a relatively small field who can actually satisfy this demand.
Yeah, and I suppose a softening of the price is not bad for you. If you are, a very low cost producer potentially, then I assume many projects will be put on hold, and so they won't then go forward, like you say, to producing anything, and so the supply is still constrained, isn't it? And demand is still growing, and if supply slows down, the price of lithium is only going one way, isn't it?
I agree. What I think we will see is that the current pullback in interest in the sector will mean is a lot of exploration projects are going to develop a lot more slowly. And we've talked about this before, with an average of 10 years to bring a project to production, most of these projects really are not going to be in the running in this decade.
No, exactly. Well, your mines, like I say, it's highly complex to get a mine up and running. So, like I say, 10 years. And so when the lithium price starts rising again, they can't just switch those on. So there'll be a big lag, won't there? So, interesting stuff. So I'm just looking forward then, Neil, for people listening now, what's the next sort of big milestone you're heading towards?
So obviously our main focus here is taking the project to production. So you'll see those milestones continuing to roll out. We'll bring that news to the market as it comes. At the same time, as we've discussed in this current release today, we're actually pushing out on our exploration side. So you can expect to see an increase in the resource numbers as we go through next year. And finally, and probably most importantly next year, the big event for us is we're looking for breaking ground on the project to build the plant on next September next year. So with that, we'll be in production by, we hope, the middle of the year following, and the first full year of production will be 2026. So very long at all. Really? So we're very well far along in terms of taking it through the steps now to production.
Yeah. Marvellous stuff. Neil, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.